Welcome back to another week of Get Packing podcast. I'm packing up again tomorrow to head to my host family. So the title is fitting, as always. I'm literally always packing up. So I did a poll on the Instagram to find out what you guys wanted this week. And most people wanted to hear about my upcoming plans, so that'll be the majority of this episode. But I'm still going to go over the weekly recap and talk about the hostel, this hostel and the previous hostels I've been at. And talk about some of the nature coastal walks that I have done. So that's what we're going to do today. We'll start off with the recap of the week. So, I don't know when I recorded last. Oh, yeah. So, last time I recorded, I was moving to the last hostel. So, I stayed at that one for 2 days. I would have liked to stay longer, but it was fully booked. So, then I moved to this hostel on Wednesday of last week. Hostel is in Manly, which is one of the beaches in Sydney. It's been really nice. But I did get sick when I first moved here. I'm still a little bit sick. I think it might be COVID. Because it's a different sickness than I have had before. And I had the same symptoms that my dad had when he had it, so it's possible that it's that. So I didn't get to do as much as I wanted to do, because when I was first gonna come to Manly, I made a whole list of everything I wanted to do, and then I did not get to do it, most of it, just because I was sick. So but I did do one walk, maybe the first or second day I was here, and it was from Manly to DY, which is another beach, nearby, and, I did that walk. It's like a 2-hour walk, and that's when I realized how sick I was, because by the time I finally got there, I was so exhausted, and I felt like I could not keep a single thought in my brain. And that's also what prompted me to think it might be COVID, because the brain fog was literally insane. So I got to DY, and I ate some lunch, and then I took a bus back, and then I think I slept for the rest of the day, because I realized that I was unwell. Honestly, the whole beginning of the week is kind of a blur. I don't remember what I did. A few of the days I tried to go do stuff and then I was exhausted, so I came back. I think most of the days I just went to the beach, like different beaches, and hung out and then came back to the hostel and took a nap. So, pretty boring beginning of the week. And then a few days ago I met a girl named Tessa from the Netherlands, and she wanted to go to this market in Watson's Bay, which is just across like the harbor from Manly. So I went with her. We took a ferry over to Watson's Bay, and then the market was just like right off the ferry, and there was a bunch of booths set up. It was a lot of like food and drinks, but there was also like a lot of jewelry spots, so I got some new jewelry. I thought it was a really good deal. It was like 3 items for $70, so I got a ring, a necklace, and some earrings for $70, which is like, I think that's like $45 US. So I thought that was really good. And we shared some fish and chips. And then we decided to go on a walk from Watson's Bay to Hornby Lighthouse, I think it's called. And it said it was like an hour and a half walk. It ended up being not that long at all, but we did stop, so we wore our swimsuits because we knew we wanted to go for a swim, and so we stopped at Lady Bay, and we're like taking pictures and stuff as we're walking down, and then we realize, oh, everyone here is naked. So we went to a nude beach on accident. So that was interesting. But we ended up swimming there and staying there for a while. So yeah, that was really fun. Part was really fun, by the way. Not the nude beach part, which it was funny. We were cracking up the whole time. But yeah, so we went for a swim, then we walked the rest of the way to the lighthouse. I think in total of walking, it only took like 20 minutes. And then we took some pictures at the lighthouse, and then we went back to the market, and we got some tea. It was in like a bag. I don't know why having a drink in a bag was so like entertaining that I had to buy it, but the tea was really good. It was like a pineapple something tea. So yeah, that was really good. And then we took the ferry back, and okay, one thing about public transportation here, it's very confusing because with the ferries, some of them are operated like by the city, like the normal ones. And then some of them are like separate entities. So basically, we ended up tapping on for like the normal ferry, but then we got on a not normal ferry, and then we had to pay for that as well. And so when you tap on and don't tap off, you get charged for like the whole route that the ferry takes. So it still hasn't shown up on my account, but I'm pretty sure I'll pay like $8 again, which isn't that much money, but kind of annoying. Because we thought we had to tap on and we didn't, so our bad. Anyway, yeah, then we came back here, and I think that's the night we went to get pizza, but I can't remember. Well, to backtrack, I ended up meeting all these people at like a little game night at the hostel, and we played like giant Jenga. And it was like a drinking game, but I wasn't drinking because I was sick, so I was just drinking water. But yeah, that was really fun. I like they have like events and stuff at the hostel. Anyway, so when we got back from Watson's Bay, we met up with some other people from the hostel, and we went to go get pizza, and we went to this place called Bella Luna. It was really, really good. And the people working there were super nice, and they were like chatting with us and stuff. And they did like half and half pizzas, so we didn't have to choose, like, because there was like six of us, and so it was hard to choose. So they were like, "Oh, you can do half and half, no worries." So that was really nice, and we got to bring our own wine in, and just have like a cork fee. So that was really nice. So yeah, it was just nice to hang out with new people. And then yesterday, we did this walk that was mainly to Spit Bridge, and it was a 7 mile walk, and it took 4 hours, and we didn't start until like 2 p.m. I can't remember why. I guess we were just doing stuff. Oh yeah, I did my laundry and stuff in the morning. So yeah, so we ended up doing that walk, which was fun, but for one, I wore a skirt, and you know, my legs be rubbing together. If you're a thick girl, then you understand the struggle. So my legs were rubbing pretty much the entire time for like 4 hours. And then also, I was just recovering from getting sick or being sick. So that probably made me even more exhausted. But the views were really, really beautiful. We saw a ton of lizards. We even saw a porcupine, which I did not know they had in Australia. But it was definitely something like a porcupine. I don't know if it was something different, but it kind of like scurried away into the brush, so we couldn't really see it anymore. But that was really cool. And we also got to see some Aboriginal engravings. I'll post some pictures of that on my Instagram story, but that was really, really cool. They engraved a lot of like different animals and stuff, just like into the rock. So part of the walk was like a little detour to see all of that. So that was really, really cool to see. And then yeah, we stopped and went for a swim at one of the beaches on the walk. Yeah, it was really fun, but it was really, really long walk. And then we took the bus back here, And we went and got some Japanese food for dinner. And I had some fried rice that was so good. And I got tempura veggies, which was also really, really good. And then we went and got some gelato after that. And I got chocolate mint, which is my favorite. So yeah, it was a really fun day. I was exhausted. I think I fell asleep at like 9:30, and I think I woke up at like 8:30. So I slept for like 11 hours, which is probably good for me, but I'm feeling kind of sick again today, so I don't know. I don't know what's going on, honestly. But yeah, okay. I should probably be done with my weekly overview, except one more thing. That's very random. I don't know if any of you have heard of the Yellow Deli, but some of our friends went to the Blue Mountains and they went and ate at a Yellow Deli and they were telling us about it. So it's kind of like a cult, and they give them a pamphlet and it's just all about their like religion basically, and they all live together and work together in this deli, and it's like a community. They take all of your belongings from you, and yeah, it's basically like a cult. And they have them all over the world. They have like some, they have so many in the US. I think it started in Tennessee. So yeah, everyone, let me know if you've heard of the Yellow Deli or look it up. It's very strange, and I've never thought that the like face of a cult would be a deli. But they also have other places under like different names, which makes it even more sketchy. Yeah, look up the Yellow Deli. Sounds very interesting. Okay, moving on from the weekend update. I think I'm gonna do my upcoming plans last. So I'll just do a quick hostel review. So I've stayed in 5 hostels so far. The first one I stayed at was Nomads, and that was just kind of booked for me. That was booked for me through the American company that I signed up for this hall for. So that one was a 6-bed mixed dorm with a bathroom inside of it. My biggest complaint with that one was like trying to get ready with 6 people and only one bathroom, and it was pretty small, and the shower wasn't very nice. But the storage under the beds I thought was really good. Thought the beds were comfortable. I liked the light and the plug-in for the beds. The common spaces were really big. When I was first there, I didn't really like I didn't think it was great, but it was also the first hostel I stayed out. Now looking back, I think it was pretty decent. Not like my favorite hostel, but I would stay there again. And then after that, went to the Wake Up in Bondi. I didn't love that one in terms of like the atmosphere. It felt a little cliquey and like high school kind of vibes to me. So I didn't love that. But what did I like about that one? I also didn't like the bathroom situation. The bathrooms were down the hallway. And I guess the showers were decent. Actually, I take it back. The other communal bathrooms I've been in were nicer. So yeah, the bathrooms were just okay. The beds weren't very comfortable and they didn't have curtains on the beds, which I didn't like. Honestly, I just didn't like the vibe at that one, and my food got stolen at the Wake Up. So, thumbs down on that one. Oh, and they had horrible storage for your stuff. They had like tiny lockers, and they didn't have like under bed storage or anything. So I didn't like that one. Then I went to the Village in Bondi. Honestly, that one wasn't bad. I stayed in that one for a long time. It wasn't nice looking by any means, but the staff was really nice and it was cheap and I met like some good friends there. So overall, it was a good experience. That one was the one where the bathroom was super, super tiny, and it was like a toilet, a sink, and a shower all like next to each other. And the shower had pulled out of the wall, and then when you took a shower, every single thing in the bathroom got wet. So that wasn't great, but I did have my own room at that hostel for most of it. So I did like that. The common areas were so scary looking. We called it the bunker because you're like basically in a basement, and yeah, it was not the best. And everyone smokes at that one, cigarettes and weed, just like out in the like outdoor common area. Not that that's a bad thing, but it was just like not a clean vibe, I guess. I don't know. So then after that, I went to the Pacific House Hostel in the city, and that one was super nice, and it had free breakfast. The breakfast was not like anything super great. It was like cereal and white bread, basically. But still nice to have some food for free. Sorry guys, I'm still kind of sick. Try not to sniffle while I'm recording. But anyway, that one was really nice. It looked like a hotel. It just like looked really nice on the inside, and the bathrooms were really nice. The showers were super nice. I really liked using those, and they had a good like space outside of the shower to like put all your clothes and be able to change and stuff after the shower. And also the toilets were like private, like they were all separate stalls, and separate from the shower, so that was really nice. So I really liked that one and met some nice girls there. I did like the beds, and they did have a curtain, but they didn't have good like plug-ins to charge your stuff there. That was the only thing I would say I didn't like about it. But I liked the people and everything. The staff weren't like overly friendly. Like I had better staff at other places, but it's not a huge deal. Like you don't interact with them that much. Okay, so then that place was fully booked after 2 days, so then I came here to Stoke Beach House in Manly. This one's definitely my favorite hostel, and it's rated the best out of all the hostels in Sydney. They have a good free breakfast here. They have like nice bread, yogurt, granola. They have hummus. What else do they have? They have like nice juice here. They have like croissants, muffins, fruit, like a bunch of stuff for the free breakfast. So I really enjoyed that. The bathrooms are nice. The showers are really nice. The water pressure is really good, which is nice. Really good for socializing. Everyone's really, really nice. They have good events here. I went to a free yoga class. So yeah, overall, really liked this hostel. I'm sad I was sick a lot of the time, but also it's a good hostel to be sick in because my room's really comfortable. So yeah, I thought it was good. So that's all the hostels I've been at. I'll do a quick overview of like all the walks and things I've been on. The one I did the most was Bondi to Coogee Walk. That's a 2-hour coastal walk. It's like stairs and uphill and downhill. So just like a lot of different terrain. I did a run on it one day, and it was pretty hard, but it was really good. I really like that one. It has really, really good views and good places to stop for like coffee and stuff like that. I really like Bronte, which is one of the beaches along that walk. Has a really cute coffee place there. So yeah, really, really like that one and recommend it. Another walk I did when I was living in Bondi was like a cliff walk, and it goes all the way to Watson's Bay, but I didn't go up that far. I don't know how long the full walk takes, and my biggest complaint was there was a lot of construction going on, so you couldn't really like follow the trail the whole way. You had to like jump off and go in the neighborhoods and then get back on the trail. So yeah, that's my only complaint on that one. I'm sure it would be better if there wasn't construction going on. But the views were beautiful. That was the one where you could see the city from one of the trails, and then you also like get really good views of the ocean and really pretty cliffs and stuff like that. So yeah, I really liked that one. Probably did like 2 hours on that one from Bondi to Diamond Bay Reserve. So and then Watson's Bay to Hornby Lighthouse I did. That's the one that had like the nude beach along the way. And that one was super quick. But yeah, it was good. It was like pretty views. I probably like don't need to do it again. But the first two in Bondi I would do again if I was there. The Manly to DY walk that I did when I got super exhausted and like brain fog. It was good. I kept getting lost. I couldn't find like the proper path, but I was also doing it backwards. Like usually people walk from DY to Manly, so that could have been why. It took me like 2 hours. But it was really pretty. Like, you go through just like the bush and stuff. I saw a lot of lizards and stuff. So yeah, it's really pretty. I might try that one again when I'm not sick. And then Manly to Spit Bridge was the one I did yesterday that took 4 hours, 7 miles. That one was really, really good. We saw a lot of wildlife and we got to see like the engravings from the Aboriginal people. I definitely recommend that one. I think it's good because you get to see a lot of different things and you can swim at the different beaches. If I did it again, I would probably start at Spit Bridge and go to Manly. So do it the opposite way that I did it. And I would start earlier in the day because we started at 2 and we didn't get done until 6, which was after sunset. So I would definitely start that one earlier in the day. But yeah, overall, they have a lot of really, really nice walks. And there's a lot more in Manly. I wish I could have done more. But yeah. Okay. Now to the main part of the episode, my upcoming plans. So tomorrow, I am moving in with my host family, who I'm going to be nannying for. Here they call it au pair. I've never heard that term at home. Maybe other people have. But an au pair is basically like you live with the family, you help take care of the kids, take them to school, all that kind of stuff. So I'm moving in with them tomorrow. I don't start officially working until October 10th, I think, because the kids are taking a break from school, the next week or so. So I don't actually start working, but I am gonna move in with them. And so my schedule is that I work Monday to Friday every week, and I take them to school in the mornings, and then during the day I have mostly free unless I need to go grocery shopping or anything like that. And then I pick them up from school in the afternoon and play with them. I have to make them dinner and then help them with homework and, all the kind of nighttime stuff. And then I'm not sure if I put them to bed or the dad puts them to bed, but basically just work the whole evening. And then I'll have weekends off, which is really nice, so I'll have plenty of time to do my own thing. The house is really nice. They have a pool and a tennis court, and the dad told me they have plenty of spaces to like go walking and stuff. So yeah, it should be really nice. Should be able to keep myself occupied when I'm not working. So I'm gonna do that until January. So I'll keep you guys updated. That's gonna be the next episode, probably, is how it's going living at their house and hopefully get along with them and everything. So that'll be the next update. So I'm gonna be living with them until January, and then my parents are gonna come visit me, so probably travel around and do some cool stuff with them. And then after that, my plan is to just start traveling. So the places that I want to go, well, this is not specific at all, I guess, but I want to go to the East Coast, I want to go to the West Coast, I want to do Tasmania, New Zealand, and Bali. One of my friends, she told me that to do the West Coast kind of like in the wintertime. So I'll probably do that like around May-ish. So that'll probably be like one of the last places I go. So I'm thinking of starting with like the East Coast trip. And some of my friends are already like along the East Coast, so maybe they'll still be there and I'll be able to go visit them. And then Tasmania, I want to do. I don't know how long I'm gonna do that one. Like 2 weeks at the most. I don't think there's a ton of stuff to do there. And then after that, I want to do New Zealand and Bali. Those two I'll probably do for a longer term. Bali I want to do for at least a month because it's really cheap there, so I'll be able to stay longer. New Zealand, I don't know. I'll have to see how long I want to do that. But yeah, I just want to take my time and travel around Australia. I don't think I'm going to do the Outback. If I do, I might do like a few days and do like a tour of some sort. But yeah, those are my plans for traveling. So I'll be working until January, and then after that, might see my parents, and then after that, go traveling. So I'll keep you guys updated. While I'm working, I'm going to be planning like all of my travels and stuff. So I'll have a lot more updates to come. But yeah, Those are my plans so far. Let me know if you guys have any questions. The next few podcasts should be a lot better because I will have my own room. Right now it's a little stressful trying to find time and space to podcast, but it will get a lot better, I promise. But thank you guys for staying with me. Thanks for listening to everything that I'm up to. And yeah, I'll keep you guys posted. Bye.